A Million Ways to Die in the West is said to be both hilariously funny and in horrible taste, and it's both. What's most surprising is that it is also, and I hate this word, but it's the only one that fits, sweet. The relationship between Seth MacFarlane and Charlize Theron is so restrained and gentle, and the Theron character is so impossibly likable and kind, despite her backstory that makes her psychologically impossible, that the return to raunchiness when they are off-screen was really unwelcome to me, even when it was very, very funny. The treatment of prostitute Sarah Silverman and her fiancé Giovanni Ribisi as Christians seemed borderline offensive even to me, as did the overplus of human waste in solid, liquid, and vaporous forms. But there was a lot of subtlety, too, like the man carrying a sigh for farming in Monument Valley, as well as a few careless touches like discrepancies involving distances between pursuers and pursued in the railroad bit. Language was unashamedly anachronistic with "What's up, kiddo?" and "My job sucks," representative of Arizona in 1880. And in general, writer-director Seth MacFarlane is refreshingly unconcerned about making realistic sense when movie cliches, Western or otherwise, will do. Those who can stand being occasionally offended will be rewarded with a lot of fun and an unexpected ration of charm. The mix isn't entirely successful because the sequences with MacFarlane and Theron are so strong and long-held that they almost become a norm, which makes the gross sections intrusive, at least to me. Maybe I'm just getting old, but the current absorption with the alimentary canal amuses me just so much and for just so long. Almost everything in A Million Ways to Die in the West is well done, but I prefer some things being done more than others. Jim Erickson, over and out.